Ayo, what's goody? What's goody? You are now locked in with your girl DJ F, exclusive of the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit. If you're tired of whack podcasts, keep it locked for hot music and interesting topics.
Came back fatter. Ooh. She keep it 100, gotta throw a sack at her. Yeah. Her, she got a man, don't none of that matter. Act bad,
act bad, act bad. Act bad. Little bad bitch, all she do is act bad. We don't catch feelings, all we do is pack bags.
Diddy, how you fit a billy in a knapsack?
Voila.
Deli on nice, no shit. Ain't nothing chillin' but the deli on ice. Deli on die, got that belly tone nice. Come and ride this dick like a Peloton bike.
She a bone crusher.
That's right.
She like to dance slow, nigga, don't rush her.
That's right.
I would fuck her raw, but I don't trust her.
Right.
If you ain't got no money, nigga, don't touch her.
Yeah, come on. Act bad.
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 Act bad. Act bad.
Act bad.
Act bad.
Act bad.
Act bad.
Act bad.
Act bad.
If you look good, act bad. If you look good, act bad.
Chanel with a black bag, yeah, let's keep it body bad. Listen up, scallywag. I'ma give y'all that bad advice. When a bro code talk, that's bad advice. And these niggas ain't shit, act bad for life. They treat a good girl wrong in a bad one night. So act bad, never hustle backwards.
Never.
Bitches can't ball like me, they need practice. Try to act bad like me, they bad actors.
Right,
ain't change the game like us, they not factors. This a act bad summer, this a pack bag. Summer twerking on a wave runner. City girl, some of you ain't spending no money. We ain't setting your number. Hey,
let's go.
Act bad,
act bad.
About something real quick. It just seems like a lot of the dating pool right now has a bunch of fucking piss in it. And not even the good golden shower kind. It's kind of the kind like you're moving through the water and some gets in your mouth and then you start choking and then it burns your eyes. That's the kind of piss that's in the dating pool. It seems lately like every man I've encountered is always trying to say, hey, I don't chase women. I'm like, so what do you expect me to do? Like, I give you my number, but you don't text because you don't want to chase me. But you want to be the bad bitch, but you want women to be feminine. But if I approach you, then it's too masculine. So I'm like, what do you guys want from me? I don't understand what men are wanting from women. There was literally a guy at the bar that I had seen the other day. He went up, we started dancing, started talking, and then I had found out that we actually had clicked before. We had clicked before, and then I asked him what his name was. He said, why don't you remember? I got your number and everything. I'm like, well, did you use it? He says, no, I don't chase women. So then I just proceed to tell him, like, well, how do you expect us to get to know each other? And how do you expect me to even remember who you are if you never texted me? He was like, well, that's the mystery. I'm a mystery kind of man. I'm like, well, now you're an ignored kind of man. I just kindly walked away. So after that, I did what any old girl would do. I went and talked to his best friend, got his best friend's number, danced on him a little bit. And guess what his best friend did? Texted a bitch afterwards, made sure she got home safe, got the number. That's what you're supposed to do, sir. That's how you approach women. That's how you try to court women. But his friend, no, this is not happening. And this is not the only time this has happened to me. It just seems like a lot of the men aren't trying to chase, but you know, every now and again I'll get a good one, but this time it was just all bad. So yeah, let me know if y'all are experiencing the same things in this dating waters. Like, are y'all getting the same piss that I'm getting? What's going on? Let a girl know in the comments.
On Tinder, a man of average attractiveness has to swipe right 200 times to get one coffee, and then four of those five coffees will ghost him. You can't tell women to lower their expectations, but this is the reality. When you ask a man if you could have a woman who had 80% of everything you wanted, 75% say, yeah, I'm on board. Mm-hmm. When you say to a woman, a man has 80% of what you want, 75% say, that's not enough. What does the media tell a woman to do? He didn't open your door? He's not nice to his parents. You don't need him. You're a strong, independent woman. Pull the ripcord, you're out. The basic kind of communication around this is you are a strong, independent, powerful woman. That is wonderful. You don't need the imperfect man. They're just not connecting. Now, what does that tell that guy? Women don't value me. And then they go online, they see these misogynists telling them it's not your fault. Mm-hmm. And these men become much more prone to misogynistic content. I worry that we are literally evolving a new species of asexual, asocial men.
Y'all, what's goody, what's goody? It's your girl, DJ, exclusive of the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit. And right now, this is episode 118, Who Pissed in the Dating Pool? We're going to go ahead and drop a little bomb on that one. In this episode, we're going to actually explore that whole metaphor, quote-unquote, piss in the dating pool. We're going to talk about the actual dating pool. We're going to talk about the plethora of dating pools. And we're going to also discuss who is actually peeing in these dating pools. Is that even piss in the dating pool? Or is it, how should I put it? Perception, projection. Because it is my opinion that yes, there is piss in the dating pool. There is toxic water in the dating pool. There are dating pools that do not have any chlorine in there. There are dating pools that don't have any lifeguards. There are dating pools that have not been cleaned in months. Worst part, we got unwashed swimmers. There's a lot of shit happening in the dating pool, which is causing such an issue in the dating pool. And I can't forget the fact, because most dating pools are co-ed, meaning male and female, there's already like this weird ass competition between males and females as it pertains to male bad habits and female bad habits. So now it has created like a whole generalization around a whole gender based on a soul experience. So in this episode, I decided I'm gonna bring some tools. Tools such as accountability, self-reflection, the ability to speak up, because I also think that that's one of the issues in the dating pool. I am by no means a relationship guru. I am by no means perfect. In fact, I will talk a lot about myself and my growth and the things that I am doing to maintain my relationship, because I would say about 2 years ago, I was swimming around in this dating pool and I was very unsuccessful. And now, with my growth and the person that I am becoming more and more every day as I get closer to 40 years of age, I am realizing, you know what, Mo? You could have been pissing in the dating pool. Or if I wasn't pissing in the pool, I was definitely swimming around in a pool with fish that I wasn't ready to swim with, which is also another issue in the dating environment. A lot of you guys are swimming around in dating pools where the other fish are not your equal. They are not to your level. They are either above you or beneath you. And you have like either low standards or you have these expectations of who you are. And that is why you're assuming that there is piss in the dating pool, because it's not working out for you, because you are just basically swimming in the 8 feet when you could barely stand up in that. So there are a few different ways that I want to approach this topic. But the main thing that I want y'all to get through y'all mind by the end of this episode. One, if you are actively looking to enter a relationship or even maintain a relationship that you have most maybe recently started, then you have to consider self-reflection. You have to consider awareness. You have to consider accountability. And these are things that you have to do every single day, because if you plan on being with this person for the duration of the both of your lives, you are making a commitment to everyday growth. You are committing to learning and understanding that person every day for the rest of your life. And if you are living life the correct way, the person that you are today should not be the person that you are 6 months from now, 8 months from now, a year from now. And guess what? That is the same about your spouse. So if you don't want to have a situation where you're growing apart, then you want to make sure that you are growing together. If you are single and you are trying to get to a place where you have a person where you are working to grow together, again, self-reflection, awareness, accountability. Are you who you are trying to attract? Are you willing to take a deep look at yourself and say, hey, you know what? I am flawed. I am not broken. I am not undeserving of love, but yes, I am flawed. There are things about me that I may need to adjust, work on, change, or downright get rid of if I want to actually openly accept someone else in my life and allow that person to be important to me, and I am just as important to them. Accountability. You have to look at yourself and say, you know what? I was wrong, and I apologize. And be okay with that. Don't feel like you're losing or you're, what's the word? I don't want to say losing because that's not necessarily what I mean. But I guess what I'm trying to say is when some people have to hold themselves accountable and they have to say, you know what? You're right. Let's try it your way. They feel like they are taking an L. They feel like they are compromising themselves out of the agreement. Like, if you ever feel like doing something that would be better for your spouse or the person that you're dealing with, if you ever felt like making a choice that they favor or that they're kind of leaning toward, if you feel like doing that somehow diminishes how you feel or takes away from you, you may have a problem with accountability. You may have a problem with compromise. You may have core problems that would affect a relationship growing and developing. So the main thing that I want y'all to take from this episode, whether you're single or in a relationship, is there may be things about me that I have to look at, because that's my overall point that I am going to try to expand on. It may just be you pissing in the dating pool and everybody is trying to get the fuck away from you, which is why you're not able to find a person. Because at the end of the day, we can get on the internet and we can look at all these gurus, we can listen to all these podcasts, we can watch all these TED Talks, we could do whatever the fuck that we feel like we want to do as it pertains to obtaining dating advice. But guess what? Whoever's giving you that advice, their situation is not yours and it will not be yours. You could look at my relationship with my wife or Jada Pinkett and Will Smith or whoever you look at and say, oh, that's goals. No. You should never look at another person's relationship and say, hey, I want that same thing. You could definitely want to have happiness. You could definitely want to have a person to spend your life with and your time with. But you definitely don't want to look at another person's situation and say, yeah, that's exactly what I want. Because guess what? Y'all don't know how many times I had to drop down on my knees and pray. Y'all don't know how often I've held my wife's hands, I've held my kids' hand, and we sat around our dinner table and we literally sent in prayers to God to bless us and keep us together and help us keep on going. You don't know how many nights my wife may have laid in the bed and cried and asked for better days. I say that to say we are not perfect. Nobody is perfect. We watch Jada and Will shit spill all over the internet. People go through things. But what is important is how you get through it and what you do to get through it, because my wife is not your wife. So what you may have to do with your wife to keep her happy, to keep her satisfied, it may not be what I have to do for my wife, and vice versa. what your wife may have to do for you to keep you happy and keep you satisfied, those things might not work for me. So the goal is to choose each other every single day and doing the work every single day. And if you don't think that you can do those things and you think that your situation is supposed to be a certain type of way as soon as it starts, you're the one pissing in the dating pool, and this episode is definitely for you. Let go. Everything for sale. I ain't buying that because it got a fresh smell. Play some hard to get and waste all my time up. Netflix and chill and then cuddled up. I pulled her panties down, she slid her legs up out of it. Pussy bad as fuck, so I beat the shit up out of it. Shaped like an hourglass, I love a silhouette. Tick-tocking in the pussy, this I love duet. I let the neighbors know my name. How you screaming, scratching, yelling. If your nigga call again, work to me, I might tell him that you sucking on my strap. Sucking on my strap. It's the first cowgirl. She left it from the back. Come on.
Women and women blame men. The reality is we need more masculine men. Now women earn just as much as men, if not more. So if they're already doing the providing for themselves, what do you bring to the table? You got way too many emotional men that are not stoic. If you act how you feel, you're gonna be blown from happy place to sad place to happy place to sad place. Women and children should be happy, but you should be chasing something that makes you feel proud and honorable and respected. Sitting at home playing video games, smoking weed, hanging out with with friends getting too drunk, addicted to pornography or chasing multiple women. That all is not, that's not honorable at all. You can't blame women for not wanting that type of man. But we're not gonna be able to sustain our society here in America if we got a bunch of men in dresses. I'm gonna tell you that right now, so.
I've been dating a guy for 4 years off and on. I asked him for $50 and he told me not to get used to it.
I don't want to go in, but I want to ask, is the like going through something? Like, do he need $50 too? Like, are you asking it?
I don't know what he's going through, honestly.
I'm triggered.
Why are you triggered, Ace?
Because she doesn't truly know what he's actually going through.
You don't.
That man could have gave her the last 50 he had.
How the woman that need the $50 judging me for barely having it?
No.
You don't have it at all.
Like you just said, you would fake up like just to see if this is gonna come through. Oh, I don't need your $50, but I wanna see if you
really want it. That's what the f- I'm talking about. I'm getting sick of this.
I got a problem with you trying to justify playing with it.
I'm not playing. Sweetheart.
You didn't need from him. And then you said you didn't know or care about his financial situation. Okay, mama, you playing with him. If you want to see if it'll do for you, put him in position to do for you. Who give a about you usually want to make other people's lives easier, more pleasant, more joyful. So if the hadn't put no bread on you yet and got 4 years out of you, you didn't warrant that from the jump. Okay. Don't pick year four to start playing in this face.
Okay. When a man wants to get married, he's only getting married truly for one reason. Because let me be honest with you women. The men can work and provide for themselves. He doesn't need your salary like that. He does not necessarily need you to cook, clean, and have sex, because he can get sex from multiple women. They're giving it out. A lot of them can cook and clean. Their mother taught them, or they can pay someone to get it. So why would a man decide to have a wife? Because with a wife, you can now have love, you can now have nurturing, you can have support, you can have affection. This is what he's supposed to be able to get from a wife. So if that is not what you're leading with in your relationships with men, this is why they are not as attracted to you.
Man, I feel like this. It's a lot of finger pointing going on, and that's fine, because I'm not going to sit here and act like we haven't all experienced a situation involving dating where you can honestly wholeheartedly say, hey, yes, this person did something to me and I didn't necessarily do anything to either deserve it or warrant it, whatever the case may be. I say that to say it is not always a situation where self-accountability and self-awareness is necessary. Sometimes it's also necessary for you to be able to say, it was you and I need to protect me by separating myself from you. However, there's a lot of the times when, you know, when people are not emotionally mature, when people have not learned to evaluate how they personally deal with situations, where they find themselves in situations where it's always someone's fault, where there's always finger pointing, where they never are looking inwards. Like, the way men and women blame each other with these gender wars, it's kind of ridiculous, because at the end of the day, no matter if what they're saying is true or not, if the information is helpful or not, these things that they're saying are literally based on their experience and the cities that they live in and the women that they date. And when we're talking about dating and the dating pool, the spectrum is so much larger than your city and where you come from and what you're used to. And I think that's one of the main parts of finger pointing, because a lot of us, let's just keep it a buck, we're regular people. We have regular jobs. We don't have it where we can necessarily afford a long distance relationship. So we're experiencing people from all different cities and states and countries or whatever the case may be. Most people's dating experiences are based on whatever city that they live in or whatever state that they frequent, or, you know, just their preference. So that's the first thing. where we're blaming these people and that people and these people. Those types of people are not the same. If you were to, let's just say, I live in Connecticut. Women from Connecticut are not the same as women from New York. Now, I might meet a woman from, let's just say, Norwalk or Bridgeport that has qualities and traits as a woman that I may meet from Queens or Brooklyn, but at their root, they are two different people. So I can't say, oh, just because you kind of remind me of this shorty and this shorty did this to me, that that's gonna be what you do. Further, I am not allowed to get on my TikTok, my social media, my Instagram, whatever the case may be, and be like, yo, all bitches, all hoes, all niggas, because I experienced this said situation with this said person. I think the finger pointing is kind of getting egregious and out of control, which is why in a lot of situations, these women are calling men gay, because it's almost like the way men are bashing women on social media, it's hard to believe that they are actually into women and, you know, want to date women and enjoy spending quality time with women. That seems almost impossible with the way that some men talk about women on social media. And then on the other side, the way women are bashing men and coming for men, you would think that y'all are a lesbian. And as a lesbian, it's real funny how a lot of women are jumping shit. Like, a lot of women, I'm strictly dickly. I'm this and that. When a person like me or another woman that is into women may have approached them in the past, but now that dating pool is shrinking. That dating pool seemed to be getting a little bit more piss in it, and now these women are willing to be lesbians when they're not drunk. Because we all know when women get drunk, they kiss on each other. But that's a whole nother topic for a whole different show. So, like, the finger pointing, I think that has to do that, that puts a little bit of dirt and grime in the dating pool. And then we got these unwashed swimmers, people that are jumping into the dating pool acting like they're ready and they're trying to give their all to a relationship, but they have horrible habits, they have baggage that they're carrying and people that they bring with them, and they're not realizing that, hey, that is putting piss in the pool. You not being able to get over that ex that you're still hung up off of, but you're claiming that you're not. How a lot of studs love that, oh, that's just my baby mother, that's just my best friend. But you know, on the down low, you are doing things with this girl. It is not something that is just like, oh, that's my friend. Like, you try to pass it off on other people. And I'm not just talking about us studs. Men do that shit too. A lot of men think that they could still be intimate with their child's mother if they feel like it. And in some cases, those women still want relationships and families with those men. So they do at times find themselves willing to sleep with their child's father. They don't find anything wrong with it. They don't think that that makes them an unwashed swimmer in the dating pool, because they like, hey, that's my child's father. I've already been there, done that with him. How could I be judged for being sexually active with my child's father when on the other side of things, you're swimming around in the dating pool, you acting like you want to entertain a new thing and do a new thing? Or maybe it isn't the people that you bring with you. Maybe it's your habits. Maybe you don't like cleaning up and you're very junky and you're very dirty. Maybe you don't like to cook or clean. And this goes for male or females, because I personally do not believe cooking and cleaning is gender specific. I believe that is a lifestyle, that those are life goals, and you are not going to properly develop as a functioning adult, let alone someone to be intimately involved with, if you don't possess basic cooking and cleaning skills. You ain't got to be Martha Stewart, but you definitely should know how to keep your space and your surroundings clean, and you should definitely know how to keep up with the schedule. Like, bad habits start with no discipline. And also, besides those types of habits, you may be into cheating. You may be like old boy said in the clip earlier, addicted to pornography. You may be the type of female that likes to play mental mind games because you need for men to say or do certain things for you to believe that that man is for you. And instead of you simply asking questions to get that man to say, hey, yes, that's how I feel. No, I don't want to do that, because you have a hard time handling the truth and dealing with the truth when you actually hear it. You like to play little mind games, like the woman did in the other clip. You want to ask for money that you don't really need just to see if he gonna give it to you and if he gonna ask for it back. Or you want to put little hypotheticals out there when it's not really hypothetical, because you really would like to know what they would do in that situation with, in case you ended up in that situation. Males also come into the dating pool with awful, awful habits of trying to make the new girl you're dating just like that one that you love so much, and it just didn't work out. Whatever the reason it didn't work out, you love that relationship and you've been trying to duplicate that relationship and recreate that relationship ever since the one that you love got away. Women do that shit too. At the end of the day, bad habits and carrying extra baggage and not being self-aware, that is also not gender specific. Those are awful negative traits for males or females, transgenders alike, whatever you want to identify as. You have the ability to walk around thinking your shit don't stink when it is fucking filthy. Now, some of the things that could, you know, clean the pool, some of the ways we could put some lifeguards on duty would be, I don't know, a little bit of self-awareness. If we all became a little bit more self-aware, it would be easier to acknowledge other people's feelings. And this is something that I'm personally working on. I think that we as a generation, we as a people, especially the generation that came up behind me, that were born in like the early 2000s, that generation, they've taken mental health and twisted it and construed it and made it something that it's not. What they have done is they have used protecting your peace and a healthy mental space as an excuse to discard people that challenge them or call them out or force them to look at themselves in a way where they may have to say, you know what? I was wrong. That action, that practice, that behavior, whatever it is that they did, they have to grow the ability to say, you know what, I was wrong. This generation has taken that term, protect my peace, and have made it a world where everyone lacks shame and no one is aware that though you want to protect your peace, and you're doing the things that you feel like you need to do for you to maintain, walking around high all day is not a vibe. Walking around drunk all day is not a vibe. Waking up in the morning deciding that you want to go stand in front of a corner store or a liquor store without going to work and punch somebody's clock or bringing in some sort of income is not a vibe. Not being self-aware enough to know that you need to wash your face or brush your teeth or your outer appearance doesn't look forthright, that shit is not a vibe. And those types of behaviors need a lifeguard to step in and save you. A lifeguard may be your friend, it may be a relative, it may be a loved one, it may be the person that you are trying to date. You guys have to be willing to hear some shit that you don't want to hear. And I've learned recently why I had a hard time receiving information is because anything that kind of got a negative connotation to it, don't nobody want to be made to feel like they're negative or they're verbally abusive or they're narcissistic or they may be gaslighting people. No one wants to feel these negative things. However, if someone that you claim that you love and you care about, that feeling is mutual, they love you and they care about you and they come to you and they say, hey, yo, my nigga, that's not a vibe. That behavior, that action, that phrase, whatever it is that they're saying happen, and in their version of events and how they experienced it was not a good look, and they're giving you that information so you can go ahead and fix your crown and carry yourself differently. Those are the times that we're supposed to become self-aware, and we're supposed to say, okay, I understand. That wasn't my intention, but I'm sorry that you experienced that, and I apologize for the part that I played in it. We gotta learn how to apologize and mean that shit, accept other people's versions of events, because that's where the term gaslighting come from. It's okay for you to have your version. It's okay for the way that you remember it, for it to be that way. Nobody's discounting that. But if you would like for people to respect your version of events and the way that you see things and the way that you believe that you are presenting yourself versus the way that they're experiencing yourself, you have to be willing to say, you know what? I apologize that I made you feel some type of way. My intention was this. And I respect and I acknowledge how I made you feel. And you move on from there. Also, a lot of us really, I don't know if it's something that goes into your childhood. This is why I always say we all need therapy, because some things that we need to find fulfilling love requires healing. And sometimes you can't heal because you don't know where the trauma comes from. You don't know where the PTSD comes from. You don't know where the bad habit or the lack of awareness or the baggage comes from. You don't know where the finger pointing comes from. Like for women, a lot of women grew up listening to their mama say how much their daddy wasn't shit and watching them date several different men for several different reasons. There's a lot of women that grew up and their mother basically raised them to believe that men are only worth what they can do for you financially. And they're not teaching their daughters how to, I don't want to say be a wife, because being a wife is subjective. What a man or a woman needs from their wife is based on their relationship, and those are conversations that they have. So I'm not going to necessarily say a woman's mother can teach her how to be a wife, but a woman's mother certainly should be teaching her how to be compassionate and understanding of the needs of their spouse. But sometimes that's not what's being taught. Sometimes what's being taught is, hey, you have bills and you can do bad all by yourself. So you don't need no nigga around you if they can't help you. So a lot of women in the dating pool, they are looking for help. They are not looking for companionship, which is why that's such a turnoff for a lot of men and for a lot of studs and a lot of women that are attracted to women. Not that we're broke and we can't financially afford to take those types of steps and support somebody financially, but nobody wants to feel like that's an obligation. Nobody wants to feel like they are obligated to financially take care of you. And if they cannot afford to financially take care of you or carry you, then somehow, some way, they are going to experience, you know, a relationship without you. I don't think that any man or woman wants to feel that, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's why a lot of men are shying away from women, and a lot of men are choosing either to experiment with homosexuality, because y'all think that these men ain't out here trade and gay for pay if you want to, which is also another topic. Which is, you know what? Men on the down low is a whole completely different episode, but that is also a very big contribution to the dirt and the debris that exists in the dating pool. Not that there's anything wrong with a man being bisexual, because at the root of it, that's what it is. A lot of these men are bisexual, but they haven't been properly given the opportunity or the grace to experiment with their sexuality the way that we let women do it. We let women kiss their friends, get drunk, and be lesbians right in the middle of the dance floor because that's how they feel. And then the very next day, when we, like a stud or another woman that's attracted to women, approach them on some lesbian stuff, we have to accept them telling us that they strictly dickly and they're not gay, even though we seen what we just seen. Men don't get that grace. If a man get caught kissing another man, rubbing on a dick, jerking on a dick, anything, even if a man thinks about, hey, maybe I'm bisexual, hey, maybe I might have these ideas, they are completely looked down upon like there's something wrong with him being bisexual or being gay. It's such a double standard the way a lot of heterosexual people claim to be allies and supporters of the lesbians and the gays. I'm not gonna say that LGBTQ shit because those niggas is a cult, but you know, they seem to be supportive and they don't have no problems or no beef with people when they are gay. However, let a man, especially a black man, try to experiment or explore that possibility, it's a problem. And women, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. That's why some of these men are so verbally abusive and in some cases physically abusive, because they are living a lie. They are not really into you like that. They want to be with a man, but they don't feel like society will accept them. And in some cases, society won't accept them. They don't feel like their family is going to accept them. And in some cases, their family is not going to accept them. So they come and they look for broken women. Women that have not yet learned to be self-aware, women that have not yet healed, women that are looking for what their father should have given them when they were children. And they take advantage of that and they use you to cover them and make it seem like they are into women. But behind your back, when you're at home, wondering why he don't touch you, wondering why y'all don't go nowhere, wondering why y'all relationship is so fucking weird and he's laid up grabbing his ankles. There are signs. And this is the same for men too. Don't get it twisted, because men settle. Men continue to be in relationships with women who really don't want to be with them. Like, I can tell you examples of men that are in full-fledged relationships, in some cases married, and their spouse actively dates other people and enters relationships with other people while they are with someone else. And they're not even lying. It's not even like it's a situation where they're lying either. They're being 100% honest that they do have someone else. And there's a lot of people settling to be with this kind of person where you know at the end of the day, that's never going to be for you because they have someone. When I announced on my Facebook that I was going to do a podcast about piss in a dating pool, it's real crazy how not a single person in my comments was willing to take any sort of accountability at all for what was going on. And one of the people in the comments was my best friend. And that's one of the things that was driving me crazy about his comments, because he is my best friend and has been my best friend for over 20 years. So I can say unequivocally, I know this man. This man has lived with me. I have shared time with this nigga. Now, is he secretive? Nah, I wouldn't say he's secretive, but he is. He's not as open as I am, but I know a lot about him as a man, as a person. And I'll give him this. I'll say this. He does make a conscious decision to dibble and dabble. I wouldn't say he makes a conscious decision to not date, because it ain't like he ain't clapped cheeks or went out to the movies, went out to get something to eat, or experienced time with the opposite sex where, for a lack of better words, you will call it a date. It may not have been, you know, they're in love, they're boyfriend and girlfriend, but he is definitely going out on dates. So it's not that he is quote unquote protecting himself from these women the way that he was putting it on my post, because he does allow them to talk to him. One of the things that I have always said about him was there is a certain amount of energy and effort that you have to put in when you're trying to be in a relationship, whether it's you're starting to court someone or you're looking for someone to court or you have found that person and now it's an actual relationship. He's just really different. I'll say that. And what I mean by that is, like, if you text him, he might not answer you for a couple of days. It ain't like he's mad at you or nothing. It's just, that's an example of him feeling like, I don't need you to feel like because you have my phone number and you can access me and you're wanting to access me at this moment that you can. And I'm not saying that he would necessarily be like that with his spouse, but because this is who he is at a root, it kind of already is a little mountain for a potential spouse to climb, because she's got to be understanding at the fact, okay, when I first start talking to him, he may not respond to my text messages. He may not respond to my phone calls, right? Then on top of that, he's a creative. So sometimes he gets into these creative zones where literally all he wants to do is make beats or write. And then also because he's a grown ass man, he's an adult, he has to work. So there are several things that he allows on purpose to get in front of him dating, right? And so many different times when I used to talk to him about my relationships and different things that I'm going through, he used to love saying, oh, I'm glad I'm single, blah, 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 whoop, do, whoop, 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 whoop. But if we are being honest and 100% honest, for a very, 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 very long time, my best friend was not dateable. It's not that he was ugly or there was anything wrong with him like that, but he had so much shit happening in his life, so much shit going on that he had to focus on. There was no way in the world that he could handle being in a relationship unless the person that was going to be in a relationship with him was fully understanding, fully knowledgeable about the issues that he had going on and what was happening. And they were like, you know what? I love you. I'm down for you. And I'm going to stick by you until you get through that. But honestly, the type of shit that he had going on, that would have been unfair of him. That would have been dope to find someone that was going to be like, yeah, me and you, we got this. But it would have been completely unfair for him to be actively in the dating pool. And that was the point that I was trying to make to him, where he was just like, well, no, I'll. And he was basically saying the dating pool got piss in it and I'm not going to be involved with it, because no matter how you spin it, it's just not safe out there to be dating. The shit that I'm seeing every day is blah, 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 blah. But everybody was missing my point. And my point was, I'm not denying that you guys are seeing bullshit and that you guys are experiencing bullshit. But what I can tell you from my own experience and for what I'm actually going through right now, you gotta change, bro. And that's just it. Like, as you get older, you have to put childish things to bed. You have to be willing to say, okay, I'm not perfect, they not perfect. I'm gonna want them to accept my flaws, so I have to learn how to accept their flaws. And then we are going to come together as a couple and we are going to discuss the things that hurt, the things that bother us, and how we as a couple will make sure that neither of us hurts, neither of us are bothered. It is too much motherfuckers out here knowing that they are definitely a part of the problem. Because that was the point I was telling him, like, bro, yeah, there might be piss in the pool, but for a while you were not technically dating material. And you have habits and behaviors about yourself that makes you difficult to date. So don't sit here and act like there is nothing about you that would make dating you or swimming around you difficult. Because for me, at the end of the day, the dating pool is going to continue to be pissy. It's going to continue to just have this aura around it until people are going to start to say, you know what? Not only am I not holding myself responsible for the things that I do wrong while dating, I am also not dating to my full potential, which was one of the other points that I was making to my best friend. He is, I'll say it like this. My best friend makes beats. He likes soul music. He's Caribbean, but he's from New Jersey. He reads a lot. He has so much information that he knows. He's very, very sensitive, but he ain't no bitch. He keeps up with his outer appearance to the point where he's always clean and he's neat. But does he care about high fashion? No. Do he care about Jordans? No. Is he's into comic books. He's into all different types of music and has a plethora of different friends. So for me, in my mind, this opens up a plethora of different dating pools. Like, a fun fact, everybody thinks that he dates white women, but he doesn't. He's never dated a white woman. The closest thing to dating a white woman that he's dated, she was half white. But at the end of the day, he's not into white women. He likes black women, but that's just an example of who he is as a person and how he carries himself. And I would say, on the outside looking in without knowing him, you would assume that that was his type, that he liked white girls. So if he wanted to, he could probably jump in a dating pool full of white women and then find a white woman that he vibed with, but it's his personality that wouldn't allow him to do that. And I'm not saying that I would want him to do that, but my point is, if you are the type of guy that can get in a dating pool full of people that like comic books, or get in a dating pool full of people that went to college for a certain thing, or people that are into a certain thing or hang out a certain kind of way, but you are choosing to swim in a pissy dating pool of people that on the outside looking in, you see yourself being with them versus trying to experience dating someone else from a different world, a different culture, you are pissing in the dating pool. Because if we're keeping it real, I live in Connecticut. I live in Bridgeport, Connecticut, if we're being exact. Bridgeport is one of the bigger cities in Connecticut, but when you're talking about your age range, your sexuality, people that have not already been paired off and matched off and they're living their happily ever after, when you start to bust down that kind of shit, you start to realize, oh shit, the dating pool has shrank and the amount of space left in that dating pool is full of piss. So if I have any other things that I am into that I would consider making a life out of with a person that was this way or that way, maybe I can look for another pool. Because a lot of y'all acting broke like you could only afford the public pool when there are pools at resorts, there are pools at hotels, there are pools everywhere, but y'all are not willing to adapt to other things about you. And an example of that is my mother used to always tell me to take my nigga ears off. There's other music to listen to and enjoy besides hip hop, rap, R&B, and, you know, average black people music. So yeah, I like alternative music. I like country music. I like folk music. I like all different types of music because my mother and my father both, they taught me to enjoy what I enjoy, but don't be afraid to step out of that comfort zone. You'll meet more people, you'll go more places, you'll learn more things. And the more people you meet, the more places you go, the more things you learn, it opens up more pools and more areas. But I feel like my best friend, in his mind, he knows exactly what he wants. And he feels like when he finds that, he'll know when he finds that, he'll attract that because that's what he's trying to manifest while he's getting his health together, his mind together, his body together. He don't necessarily need to jump all the way in the dating pool because he's standing on the outside and he's spectating. But while I'm getting myself to be the person that I feel like I deserve, I'm gonna stay over here. And I feel like he already is a great person, and maybe perhaps he should change some of his habits, change some of his behaviors, and then consider going into another dating area. Because he's already changed his geographic location. And it's funny because he said the chicks where he at are worse than they were here, which is crazy. I've never been there before, so and there is Vegas. So I've never been to Vegas, so I don't know what type of women are in Vegas, but I do know, I feel like at this point in his life, he's probably the most ready to try to experience a dating pool than he has been in the past few years. Yet he has been one of the main people on the forefront talking about how there's piss in the dating pool. Mostly not from his own experience, but mostly from what he's watching occur on social media with all the finger pointing and all the negativity that happens, right? But like, you know what? In short, I'm gonna say this though. I don't in any way think because I am having success in my relationship currently, and me and my wife are currently happy with each other, I don't in any way think that gives me license to tell anyone anything. What I do think is there are so many people that are single and have been single and will remain single, that I think that it's impossible for any of them to challenge me otherwise. If you're not able to even get someone, then who are you? What kind of information do you have? The next thing is, all I know is what I know. And what I know is I have lost women that I loved and cared about. And at that time, I felt like I didn't do nothing, that it was being done to me, right? And now that I'm with my fiance and we're growing and I'm learning things, I am learning, yet maybe those women did do something to me. Maybe they did hurt me and maybe it was unfair. But I'm definitely not innocent, and I definitely have behaviors and habits and a lack of awareness. And the more that I learn how to acknowledge her feelings and acknowledge that, you know what, you could love somebody with every fiber of your being, but you have to love them the way that they want to be loved. And if you don't know how to do that, that is okay. But you have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to listen when they're telling you straight up and down, like, hey, I love you, I care about you, but you're hurting my feelings. You're making me feel some type of way. We can't keep on walking around saying, well, that's just the person I am. And if you can't accept me, then what? Because you know how we get. We feel like we don't have to change. We are who we are, and people need to accept us the way that they are. We've convinced ourselves that the person that's really for us, that loves us for who we are, they would accept us for who we are. They wouldn't ask us to change. But that's bullshit. Everybody has to change. Everybody has to grow. Everybody has to be willing to learn from their mistakes so they can do better. And with that, I'm out of here. Peace and love. You just rock with DJ Exclusive of the Nothing Podcast. Everything lit. Until next time, stop pissing in the motherfucking dating pool. We out.
You better tell, I treat you well, I will. It's good, I can tell, come give me hell, come here. Your favorite tale, under your spell, I am. She gets Chanel, oh, well, it all.
I guess I done ran out of options. Can't keep fantasizing. I'm calling you so we can lock in.
but you call me toxic. You make it easy for me to believe in your love. You better believe it, cause baby, I'm leaving with something. It's better than the dick you had before. Smiling cause you know. Come give me hell, come here. Your fairy tale, under your spell, I am. She gets Chanel, or will it all depend? Yeah. You screaming, yeah, can't come for help from here. You leaving webs, I feel your nails for real. I hit you good, you sleeping good for real. I bring you out, I bring you out, I will.
I'll fuck you right, I will. I'll fuck you right, I will. I'll fuck you like no one has ever. I'll freak you right, I will. I'll freak you right, I will. I'll freak, freak, like no one has ever made you feel, yeah.
Shawty wanna come find out what's good with me. Well, girl, it all depends on what you need at night. Hey, what you wanna do, I heard it, let you go free at night. But don't you gon' love me, I don't respond. Hey, I don't wanna send the wrong signs, but I can read your mind. Leave you alone, you're all mine, you're all mine. Tell me if now is the wrong time, I need a long time, I need a long time, I need a long time. Girl, I'll be your best, yes, then I'll be your best again. Yes, 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 when you ask for sex again. Don't care about the rest of them, you're starting to forget. See what I'm saying, you don't need them, yeah.
You better tell, I'll treat you well, I will. It's good, I can tell, come give me hell. Come here, your fairy tale, under your spell, I am. Chanel, or will it all depend? You screaming, yeah, can't come for help from here. You leaving webs, I feel your nails for real. I hit you good, you sleeping good for real. I bring you out, I bring you out, oh yeah.
Number one in my top 10. Fuck them other bitches, you not them. You blow, baby, you clocked in. Passenger princess, I've been. Yeah, you know what time it is. Pussy girl, I'ma lock it in. Beat that shit out the box again. Yeah. Tryna see where your conscience is. Can we keep this anonymous? Or you wanna be monogamous? Or what? Ooh. Might take the rubber off. Oh, yeah. You make it easy for me to believe in your love. Yeah. You better believe it, cause maybe I'm leaving with something. It's better than a dick you had before. Smiling cause you know. Give me hell.